Power mit Bad Bohemian. Am Freitagnachmittag gehört auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt die Band im schönen Privatclub und bereits jetzt sind zwei Herren bei mir im Studio, die Teil der Band sind. Wir quatschen nochmal über die neue sechste LP Let the Dancers Inherit the Party, die erstmals via Crowdfunding finanziert wurde. Wir sprechen über ihre Liebe zum Künstler Kurt Schwitters, dessen Kunst sich auf dem Cover zur Platte wiederentdecken lässt. Wir finden heraus, wie das Arbeiten an Soundtracks zur neuen Scheibe der Band führte. Und wir reden über die Notwendigkeit der Liebe in Zeiten des Hasses. So machen wir das. Zunächst sage ich hello and welcome, Scott and Martin. Hello.
Guten Tag.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Oh, cool. Where are you coming from, actually?
We're going to do that in German, then, Martin.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. Yeah. Do you really speak German that
He's
way?
Been practicing.
That's ambition.
Oh, cool. Because I was wondering where the... The German bits and pieces come from. When I was looking at your discography, there's Krankenhaus EP. You once did parties under the Krankenhaus moniker, I think. And now there's a new song.
On
the record called Keep On Trying, Sechs Freunde. It's nice.
I like languages I can't understand properly.
Really?
Yeah, it's more exotic and it's exciting.
And his wife's... of German heritage as well.
Oh, right.
Well, she's German.
She is German.
She's German, yeah. She's born in Berlin.
Have you just realised or what? I was like, oh, no.
There's no heritage involved.
Yeah,
she's straightforward German. Yeah.
Okay, interesting, though. But that's what I wanted to ask you. Where does the love for those bits and pieces in German come from? Is it the phonetics? Is it the interest in another language? Or is it maybe the love for... German artists from 100 years ago, like Kurt Schwitters.
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. I like the sound of the words. They sound so different to English words. But then you get little bits that sound the same, so you make up your own meanings, and then it's good.
Yeah, it's like Sex Freunde. You could also translate that with, you know, the first word for six. You can when I was listening to your song, one understands Sex Freunde, which would be like something like sex buddies as well. It's a cool topic too, you know what I'm saying? Friends with benefits, let's sing about that.
Sounds like a phone app.
Yeah, that's true.
Scrolling through.
Yeah, or it sounds like the sequel to Fünf Freunde, which is like, you know, five friends.
What's that?
What is that?
It's like an audio book thingy for kids. Way back when I was a kid, they were like...
Famous Five?
Yeah, they were really like...
Ah, right.
Did they have a dog?
Yes, I think they're
famous
from England,
five,
actually.
Yeah,
they're called the Famous Five there. And they were called Fünf Freunde in this. So this might be the sequel. Fünf Freunde, das sind wir. Julie Dick and Anne. Und Timmy der Hund.
Record.
I think you should use that as an intro. The sad thing would be, though, that there's one guy who's like, out of the loop, you know, it's like we're my friends and I was, well, but what about me? That would be sad.
That's Phil.
Now we've decided on that already.
That's Phil. He's in England now. He couldn't come with us.
Oh, why?
He's teaching maths. He's a teacher.
Oh, Chris. So the pupils were like, no, we didn't understand it yet. You can't go on tour. Please explain again. Oh, yeah. Interesting, though. Now, we've mentioned Kurt Schwitters, whose work was considered degenerate art or entartete Kunst by the Nazis.
Yeah.
A guy who fled Germany in 1937 to continue his work in other countries. I think he went to Norway first and then eventually he landed in England. You've used his typo for the cover artwork. There's a certain typo that he invented that has a super special look to it.
Yes.
How did that come up? I mean... How did you find out about this very special typo and why did you think that it would fit your album?
It was a sort of accident in a way. I've been a big fan of Kurt Schwitters for like years and years and years. We used his poem, The Earth and Art and things, intros and stuff. And I was looking for album artwork and an idea and I was looking through Peter Saville and people like designers and stuff. And I didn't know his album. I didn't know this... typeface of Kurt Schwitters, and I saw it and I thought that's amazing.
It's crazy because his work has surrounded your band forever.
But I chose it first and then I found out and I was like, what is this? And I looked into it was Kurt Schwitters, so you know, fate, magic. Cool.
Yeah, there's something magic about his work and about the variety of his work because he's done everything from literature to typography to paintings and
no
stuff.
No boundaries, just get involved and do something crazy.
And is that something that an artist in the year 2017 can still learn from Kurt Schwitters to like forget about boundaries and go forever what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I think the world's already changed a bit towards that sort of thinking, Dada and, you know, David Bowie and people like that, William Burroughs and cut-ups and collages and mixing everything together,
Yeah, and I mean, the whole cut-up collage thing is like a really interesting tool for a guy who's working with words and music, right? Because, I mean...
Yeah, you get surprises and... It sounds easy, but in a way it is, but it's also sort of challenging and difficult to do it well. So.
That's true, but I think it's a nice first step. Like, if you don't know anything, I mean, if you really have to cross that starting point, you know, and there's nothing that you're thinking of right now, it's a good way to start, to just write down random stuff and then cut it up and put it back together.
Yeah, otherwise you just churn out boring habits. Yeah. You got to get out of it.
That's true. What I was thinking of is my interview with the Dead Press, you know, the hip-hop crew from the States, the Bigger Than Hip Hop.
Oh,
hip,
right.
The old schoolers. Yeah. They were here like a few years ago, and they told me about the concept of being an artivist. They were like, we're combining the activist, the life of an activist, with the life of an artist, and that's why we are artivists.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Is that something that you would consider yourself being? Because I think, when one's looking at the band name British Sea Power after the Brexit as well, was what are those guys up to? That sounds scary, But one was looking at your songs and the stuff that you're singing about. One ultimately realizes that it's
the opposite.
It's the decline of the British Sea Power. That's why the circles are.
We just like to put a big hurdle in front of people who might like the music.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah. Don't make it too easy. It's a bad name, eh?
Yeah. but would you say that it might be important that more and more artists turn into artivists nowadays, or doesn't it help anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth having a go. I mean, I always used to be a bit of a, like, I don't want to get involved much, you know? But, no, you should. Otherwise, everything's your own fault.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I think that it's the time that we're living in right now is a time that calls for action, and maybe...
Well, that's the thing. When we started, I used to think the world was on a good curve. Yeah. You know, things were getting better and better. Yeah. It's like, don't have to worry about this too much. We can have some fun with it. Call ourselves British Sea Power. You know? And then all of a sudden, it's like...
It's been crazy few years. It's
back in the Cold War or something. Everyone's going to blow themselves up with a nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but we'll see how the whole thing turns out, because it seems as if the whole checks and balances thing would still work, especially in the US with Donald Trump right now.
Possibly.
And maybe that's going to be okay in the rest of the world too. Now, before we talk too much, let's listen to one of your songs. It's one of your songs where you put a little bit of the German into the music. That's what I really like. So I want to play this song, British Sea Power, mit Keep on Trying, Sechs Freunde. Sechs Freunde! Beautiful with the German language in the song. Thank you for that. British Sea Power. Mit dem Stück Keep on Trying, Sechs Freunde. Auch wenn man kurz Sechs Freunde verstehen könnte, also sowas wie Friends with Benefits, handelt das Lied doch eigentlich vom Small World Experiment. That's the thing that the song is about, right? The Small World Experiment that says that everyone on this planet is only separated by 6 degrees of separation or something like that. Yeah, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's it.
And how scientific was the approach to that song? Did you like?
I've been all around the world conducting surveys and making graphs. But I know him.
Yeah.
And I know you.
And you know the other guys from the band as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, but it's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Because we should probably be able to kind of like find out Beyoncé's contact dates or something via 6 people. That's the idea.
Yeah.
I think I'd go for Mike Masters first.
Beyonce,
he knows everybody.
Second. No, it's really interesting. And I think when one's working in the music business and traveling the world, it really gets easier. And the social media thing made it easier because that theory is aged. Yeah,
it's probably only 4 people now.
I think so. I'm pretty sure about that. Now, another thing that I wanted to talk about is the crowdfunding thing that you used for the first time this time. What was the main reason for that? When did you realize that you want to finance the thing with your fans and listeners?
Everyone's doing it now, aren't they? It's just the way to do things. We've got some good fans. So I was a bit nervous because like it seems like you're asking people for something. It doesn't even exist yet. Yeah. You don't know when it's going to exist.
Could be shitty.
It could be shitty. It maybe puts the pressure on and gets you to try harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that was fun. We did a mixture of things. It was a bit like pre-ordering, and then there were some special things. We didn't want to go and play in people's kitchens and stuff because it's a bit awkward.
You really have to be careful what you offer to those crowdfunders because, I mean, I've talked to an artist.
Sex Freunde.
Yeah. But I've talked to an artist who's like, yeah, I'm going to paint some acrylic pictures for you guys. And then all of a sudden, her hand was like, hurt because she did have to paint so many pictures that the guitar playing suffered, you know?
Yeah.
And that's sad. That's the reason why you should stop crowdfunding. But I really love the idea that some of your fans got a tattoo, which is like a lifelong entry thing, they can come to every concert from now on till the very end of the band.
Yeah, until we die.
Yeah, that's nice of you. So romantic. come and visit us until we die.
Yeah, or split up.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
But another thing that's interesting is that you've done soundtracks in between those last two albums. And I've read an interview in which you said that it was interesting to leave the first chorus, verse, chorus scheme, to leave the pop world and to think of new things and new structures.
A bit more of an experimental way of looking at music. We did a really wide variety of subjects and things, everything from like these... This boy in Bhutan who got the first ever TV that he'd ever seen to something about the International Space Station.
Super interesting. Man of Iran.
That's which is like potato farmers. Hunting a whale.
And there's
savage.
Because it's like this super remote island where it's really hard to get a potato out of the earth.
It's a real bleak and desolate and gritty thing to watch these people.
Yeah. How did you approach that? Did you just screen the stuff on a wall in your rehearsal space and then try something out, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, it was meant to be a one-off live thing. We just got asked to do it in, I think it was Edinburgh or something. And that's how they all start. They ask us to do one and then we just get into it and end up making it a little project. We ended up doing so many experimental projects, we wanted to get back to verses and choruses.
It's fun, though. And I really think, although the experimental part is not, like, being put into your music actively, one can sense that it has been a phase of experimenting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've learned a few tricks along the way.
That's good.
Yeah. No, there's more going on under the surface, I think.
Okay, cool. And would you kind of, like... work that way to inspire yourself for an next record? Because I think that it might be really inspiring to just put some random stuff, like an old school film that already has been scored and there is already a soundtrack to it, but just to put that on the wall and play guitar to it and see what happens, check the vibe of the movie and put that into the music maybe.
Yeah,
Rocky 2.
Yeah. Well, that was Corner Shop already, right?
Really?
There's this Corner Shop song called Lessons Learned from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3.
Really? I didn't know that.
Which is one of the best titles I've ever
heard. Yeah, because...
Lessons Learned from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3.
You've been friends with Corner Shop, aren't you?
One of them, he worked at the train station in Brighton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I always thought of them being a super successful band still.
Oh, yeah, the main guys, are there. They do
that. He's the bass player.
Oh, nice. Well, another inspiring part of Brighton for musicians, right? You just go to the train station, you'd be like, Corner Shop, baby.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, it'll make his day. Yeah.
He's got a whistle and he's got like a thing.
Really? Like an old school conductor?
He's really good.
Nice. It's nice. It's really nice of you to tell us about that, so we know, you know, they're safe. Corner Shop is safe. Train station Brighton, everything's fine. So what's tonight's setup going to be? It's going to be the full band without Phil.
Yeah.
Phil is doing maths in England.
He keeps sending us photographs of like he's pretending that he's on tour.
That's nice.
Yeah, he has some crisps about 6 o'clock, does a little sound check and then starts drinking beer.
Yeah, nice. I would do the same. Like, if you're not on tour physically, just go with the boys mentally, you know? Just start drinking during the day in math class. Sorry, kids. Mentally, I'm on tour. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Please come back as soon as possible to visit us again and we can talk a bit
more.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe we can organize something like a gig in our little space here because we have a little club down there. Right by the riverside, we have a terrace down there, where we sometimes organize shows for listeners.
Yeah,
and we put them on the radio live. Maybe we can do something like that next time you're here.
Yeah, definitely.
British Sea Power, politically correct und mit deutschen Textstellen. Das finde ich stark. Wir hören hier nochmal ihr Stückchen "The Voice of Ivy Lee", bevor ich Tickets verlose. Beziehungsweise verlose ich erst die Tickets und mache dann das Lied an. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000-9000. Wir haben Tickets für British Sea Power heute Abend im Privatclub. Dort wird die neue Platte Let the Dancers Inherit the Party nochmal vorgestellt. Und es wird natürlich auch noch die besten Songs von alten Tonträgern geben. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Scott and Martin, thanks again for visiting. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.